Hey, what? Oh no, nothing's wrong. I mean, not exactly. No, sorry, I didn't mean to be so mysterious on the phone. I just, it's just we need to talk. No, don't leave. It's not that bad. I mean, it could be. It might be. It's not. It's just, like just sit down. I got you a drink. Of course, it's your favorite. How are you? Panicked. Because I said we need to talk. Understandable. And I'm sorry. You know what? It doesn't matter. It's fine. And you're not going to let me get away with that, are you? You're not. Right. So, you're one of my best friends. Just what one of my best. I have other best friends. I do. I have. Fine, you're my best friend. Just. Oh, you look so smug. You are my best friend, and I really, you're important to me, and I know that I've been a bit weird recently, a lot weird. Well, it's just, well, you know, your ex. No, I'm not going to start ranting. I don't always rant. I just, you know. She didn't deserve you, and I'm not going to say any more about how she was a bitch at all, apart from that one little bit. I wouldn't say that I never liked her. I would, okay, I couldn't stand her. Just it's just the way she treated you. She didn't appreciate you. She didn't. No. I mean, she got to date you, got to hold your hand, got to kiss you, and she was just. I'm trying to think of a way to say bitch without saying bitch. She was just a bitch, and I didn't say anything because. Oh, you liked her, and I want you to be happy. And for a little while, she made you happy until she didn't. And then, well, let's just say that I'm glad that you broke up. Because she's a bitch. And I know that I was like two different people. I was when it was just us, I was normal, and then when she was around, I was not normal. Fine. Acting, well, not crazy. I was not acting crazy. I was just I was not baiting her. I didn't bait her. I mean, a little. Tiny bit. Passive aggressive, maybe. A tad. Super passive aggressive. Just so passive aggressive. Just plain aggressive. Fine, you're right. I was. Well, there was a reason for that. And it's not just that I didn't approve of her. It's not that I didn't approve of her. I just didn't think she was good enough for you. Because I don't think anyone's good enough for you. But I want you to be happy. And it's a conflict that I can't quite resolve in my head because I want you to be happy because you're my best friend and I lie to myself that they're good enough for you. I thought that was an excellent recovery. It's not that I don't. See, this is why we need to talk. Because this... You've noticed that I have a... There's something wrong. But it's First, I want you to know that you are my best friend, and I don't want to lose that. I'm always going to be your friend, no matter what you say, no matter what happens in the next 5 minutes. I haven't killed it. No, I did not kill your ex-girlfriend. Why would... I'm not confessing to murder. It's not that bad. Probably. It would be easier to confess to murder. And in fact, I could just go and murder her right now. Just stabby, stabby, stabby. Or not. I mean, I haven't thought about killing her at all. Maybe fantasize a bit. But that would hurt you, so I wouldn't do it. I was acting crazy because I'm trying, okay? It's just hard to say because if I say it, you're my best friend. And fine, yes, I can tell you anything. I was jealous. I was a little tiny bit jealous. Just slightly, just burning up with intense jealousy. Just incandescent with green fire that she... No. I wasn't jealous. Not her. You. I'm jealous because she was your girlfriend. And I want to be your girlfriend. And the fact that she was your girlfriend and didn't... Just jealous. So jealous. And I... When she was there, the way she would look at other people when you were right there and you would reach out to hold her hand and she wouldn't... Why? I mean, if you held my hand, I would never let go. I would never let go. In fact, the first time you held my hand, I didn't wash it for a week. Well, I was 9. I thought it was kind of adorable. Well, I wash my hands now, but you don't hold my hand because you always have a girlfriend. And I mean, you should have a girlfriend because I want you to be happy. And I just... It's really messing me up. A lot. Because I want you to be happy, but I want you to be happy with me. I want to be your girlfriend, but I want you to be happy. I want you to choose someone who you care about. I mean, I have to tell you. And I have. So, you know, everything's fine now. We don't have to talk about this ever again. And I'll just be a little bit psycho when you have a girlfriend. But now you know why. And I'm sure that I will get over you. I mean, it's been a couple of years that I've been in love. But I'm sure it will fade away. Well, I mean, I haven't been in love with you since I was 9. Maybe 9.5. Well, yes, it hasn't faded yet, but I'm sure you'll do something annoying and then I will find you completely unattractive. You know, maybe you'll get a bad haircut. I mean, you did have... Mind you, your last haircut was... That was... I mean, if I still loved you after that, I... Well, no, it wasn't that bad. I mean, it was pretty awful, but, Yeah, I still love you, even though you had the, that was a mistake, but you still look cute. I mean, to me, I don't know, I'm really far gone. But I'll get over you. It will fade. It will be absolutely just, you don't want it to. Okay, that's a bit of a dick thing. You know, wanting me to be in love with you and have a girlfriend. I mean, that... I mean, you can be a bit of a... You can be a bit of a twat sometimes, but I didn't think you were cruel. I mean, no, it's not cruel, because you didn't ask for this. I... Say what now? Not the time to make a joke. I mean, don't get me wrong, I normally think that you're hilarious. But I like bad jokes. That was kind of, I mean, you might not have noticed, but I'm actually having a bit of a moment. Quite a emotional, it's quite intense, and you make, well, you did make a joke. Well, you said that you want me to be your girlfriend. And, that's not funny. Not funny. Let the joke go. Just, you're not joking. It's not funny. It's not funny. It's actually getting a bit cruel now. I mean, I'm in love with you. I am stupid in love with you. And you say that you want me to be your girlfriend? I'm sure you think it's funny. I don't. Because that's what I want. That is everything to me. You're everything to me. And what? How are you giving yourself to me on a plate? You're not. Where are you going? Why? Put down the damn plate. What? Why are you standing? Well, now you just broke the plate. What the? I don't get you sometimes. I mean, I've been your best friend for years, and I just don't. So what? Okay, now you're just being rude. I am not. Excuse me, I am at the top of my class. I am not an idiot. Why are you shouting at me? Stop shouting. Fine, I'll be your girlfriend. Just stop shouting at me. Fine, yes, I'm your girlfriend. So you weren't joking. I mean, yes, I get it now. I get it, okay? Okay, fine. Fine, you have a slow girlfriend. So, I'm... no, I'm not smiling. I am not smiling because you shouted at me. And I'm your girlfriend. And you shouldn't shout at your girlfriend. This isn't a... You're not just being nice. Okay, God! Wow! Wow, is this... Normally what you do to your girlfriends? Just shout at them? No? Well, I mean... We could hold hands, if you wanted. A little. We're holding hands! I mean... I'm totally chill with that. I mean... My God, we're holding hands. Shut up, it's not adorable. I don't know what you're talking about. No, don't take it away. We're holding hands. And, you normally kiss your girlfriend. What? Oh, I mean, yeah, of course. Oof. Don't know what I was... You don't kiss on a first date. You are an arsehole. You are a total, utter arsehole. So, aren't you going to ask me out on a date? Oh. Normally it's your girlfriends who do the asking. Fine. Darling, would you do me the honour of... I'm actually asking you out on a date. My brain is just catching up to the situation. Just bear with me. Yes, it's adorable. Just stop it. Darling, would you like to go... for a date. I don't know. Just a date. Shut up! Stop laughing. It's not funny. Fine, it's a little funny. I'm just, yes, you have a slow girlfriend. And we're going on a date. No, I don't know what we're doing or where we're going, but we're going on one, and at the end of it, you're going to kiss me. Or I'll kiss you. We can kiss each other. And, I'll date. I'll think of something. Just keep holding my hand while I do. I don't like holding your hand. I love holding your hand. Oh, what? Were you just about to kiss me? I'm sorry. Not on a first date. Let's go for tea. What? What? Oh, come on. My favourite person, my favourite thing. Sounds like the perfect day. What? I mean, technically, you're right. We are in a tea shop. So technically, this is a date. So technically, darling, I need to tell you something. But I need to. It's kind of it's a secret. So if you could just come a bit closer, just. What? It's a date. And now I'm going to take you out to dinner. And I might kiss you. Yes, I might also give you a hug. That was the most adorable noise you have ever made. No. That was downright cute. No. My hand. I'm not letting go. So drink up. We'll drink with your other hand. Well, I'm sorry, you gave me this hand. You don't get to take it back. You're just gonna have to learn to drink with that hand. Oh, you're done. Well, if you're sure, let's get this date started. I love you. And you have no idea how good it feels to be able to say that.